The first iteration of data.gov essentially creates a platform that's going to allow the public to give us feedback. Actually, if you go to the website itself, there are suggestions for the public to give us information around what data sets the American people would like to see. And in version 1.0, there are about 47 data sets, and in the coming weeks, we hope to have up to 240,000 additional data sets. But what this allows us to do is get public input in terms of the data that the public is interested in, so that the government isn't just putting out data that it has, rather going after high-value data that the public is interested in.
So you said 240,000 additional data sets?
Up to 240,000 additional data sets, yeah.
That's incredible. How long is that really going to take to get online?
So that may take up to a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, I was playing with the site just briefly. Is this data any different than what's already out there? Because I spoke with some people in the CIO community earlier today about data.gov, and they said, you know, in some ways it's just all in one place, and that's the big difference.
So a couple of things. One is the data that's there. It's a combination of data that's already out there and some new data. Second, the format it's represented in is in machine-readable format. And the other thing that's going to be different on data.gov is actually recognizing, as we procure new technologies and new solutions across the federal government, being able to procure those solutions with the default setting of democratizing data that's public in nature. Obviously, sensitive data or data that would compromise national security will not be published on data.gov, but data that is in the public domain that would allow us to tap into the ingenuity of the American people will be published on data.gov. And what you're going to see is, as we go through and look at the feedback from the American people and the information that they're interested in having published, you're going to see more and more of those data sets available, but also recognizing that the federal government has over 10,000 systems and has made investments in technology for many, many decades. So not every data set that the public may want would be available immediately. Some of this would require investment in upgrading infrastructure and upgrading systems over time.
What other tools do you see adding to data.gov, or are you going to keep it fairly simple and let people apply their own tools to it?
The idea here is actually to leverage the expertise, the tools, and new ways of solving some of the toughest problems this country faces. So the purpose here for data.gov is to keep it simple in terms of democratized data, but at the same time, allow the American people to find value at the intersection of multiple data feeds and disciplines. For example, today already, the Sunlight Foundation has launched a competition challenging the American people to actually create tools and solutions and visualizing this data in new formats. Those types of innovations are going to also help lead eventually to lower cost of government operations, where we could solve some fundamental problems at a very low cost.
Now, I understand that when this got started, I found a presentation on the web from a couple of weeks ago, and when you guys first started this, you did a data call, you got about 119 data sets. How did you make a decision of what data sets you put out there now and what data sets you'd put out there maybe later?
One of the guiding principles, of course, for data.gov is to make sure that some of the data sets that are out there are machine readable. From some of the calls, we got everything from PDF documents to data sets that may be in proprietary formats that are not readable. So what we wanted to make sure is we were making data available, but at the same time, making that information available in usable format.
Where do you see some of the big areas that maybe we'll see other data sets coming out around?
A lot of data sets around geospatial, data sets around healthcare, around energy, around education, across the board within the federal government, information that's available that currently lives in systems that isn't unleashed that should be in the public domain. And we want to make sure, as the president has committed, that FOIA process becomes a resort, the last resort, not the first resort in accessing information.
There's an ability for people to suggest data sets. Is there going to be any kind of public forum around this? Is there any kind of, do you have any plans around maybe a online forum to discuss how that's working so far?
So this is going to be definitely a very evolutionary process. In the same way that we've engaged the American people in the open and transparency agenda as far as suggestions, ideas, and how we make the government more open, what we'll have is a set of initiatives around engaging the public, engaging the agencies, CIOs, engaging government employees and businesses, the NGO community, to help us evolve this solution to where we have more data sets, and we're engaging with the public, the private, and the NGO communities to create solutions to some of the toughest problems. But in order to do that, we have to have an ongoing active dialogue, and it's going to be a back and forth. And of course, you know, as more and more data sets come in, they're going to be made available, and as we procure new technologies, we're going to make sure that we get that data embedded into data.gov.
What do you see as your next step outside of data.gov and around this transparency, this collaboration area?
The other area around transparency is, of course, how the federal government spends $76 billion in the coming fiscal year. So we're going to drive greater transparency and accountability across the federal government in terms of how investments are made, how they're performing, to make sure that we're holding agency CIOs accountable for how that money is spent and tracking the progress of those investments so we could course correct much faster if we see problems.